does that mean? Tell me more. Is that all of it?
That's all what I'm here for. I believe in Jesus Christ.
You're here for art more than the gospel?
Would that
be called worldliness?
Okay.
I love you, man. Take your gospel card, test yourself. That's the biblical gospel. If you don't have time for the gospel.
I have time for the gospel.
What is that? You just said I don't. You said you got to go.
You know.
What's the gospel? Tell me something. I love you. What's the gospel? My name's Tupos. What's your name?
What?
Tupos.
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 It means, in the Greek, my wife gave it to me, in the Greek it means to be an example. So every day I try to live to be an example for Christ. What's your first name?
Russ.
So you, by Jesus shed blood, you said. Everybody tells me that. Satan even knows that. By the shed blood of Jesus, he knows that.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
What must we do to apply that glorious...
Repent, turn from our sins.
Okay. What is repent? Turn from them, change your mind.
Acknowledge God.
Okay.
His will for us.
So when we acknowledge him, do we then, when repentance, we're have a heart to what? Obey?
Yes.
Okay. And what must happen after God sees a willing vessel that'll obey? What must happen to us?
We're a changed person. We're changed.
Yeah, keep going. That changes
we're a new
what?
Creation. We're a new creation.
We're born again. So we're getting somewhere. Faith?
I may not always be able to verbalize it, but
you should be able to. The Bible says be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you.
Yes,
1 Peter 3:15. Yes. So by faith...
You caught me, sort of an awkward
focused
time
on art?
I have an art gallery. I'm here to see art and meet
but
artists.
What's that going to mean for in Judgment Day if you put more effort in that than the gospel?
He knows my heart.
He
knows my heart.
Your heart shows on the outward, your time, your words, your...
Yes, exactly.
Who you are, your temple.
Yes,
that shows out.
Yeah.
Your heart isn't going to save you, sir. It's your work. In Christ. Hey, 1 Timothy.
You're not saved by your
work. 1 Timothy 4:16 says you're saved by sound doctrine. You're saved by sound doctrine.
What about the thief on the cross?
They're backing up.
What about the thief on the cross? The thief on the cross.
He believed, he repented, he had spiritual new life. Faith and works go together, James says in James chapter 2. Faith and works go together. Your works justify your faith.
If you guys can push away that way or go further down.
We're right here on the sidewalk. We're fine. We'll be out of the way. That man tried to tell me that there's no obedience involved. Well, he said you got to obey, but then he said you could be like the world, and he didn't have time. He was more involved in the art fair than the gospel, though he claims Jesus. Come on, neighbors. None of this is going to bring you to eternal life. None of this is fruit that you're born of God. You got to repent and come out of this world. If you're here living like the world, what does that say about you, neighbor? Don't live like the world. Repent. Change your mind. Come out of the world. Come out of Jesus. Come into Jesus Christ's word and ways and come out of the church systems. Oh, good. Good, sir. Test yourself. Come out of the world. Test yourself in spirit and truth, in righteousness.